I have recently discovered how much you prefer writing in Swedish to writing in English. This is no less than natural, of course, since Swedish is my first language, and English is, at best, a foreign language that I happen to have a rather good grasp on. But there are deeper reasons at work, reasons profound, almost metaphysical. English does, quite honestly, disgust me. It is a vulgar tongue, fit for vulgar men only. It is a base creole of old English and French, lacking all the handsome ruggedness of the old Germanic vocabulary, as well as a flair of antiquity that only a true Romance language can muster. It is spoken monotone, with a certain drone, sometimes interrupted by shrill screams. It nominally has vowels, but they all reduce to the same lazy schwa. I'm not even going to go into all the consonants. To be certain, the English language has fostered a share of great men of letters. I presently can recall only Shakespeare, but I'm sure there must be others. However, it is arguable whether fostered is the right word to use, unless we by fostered mean something akin to what old Joseph Fritzl did to his grandchildren. That something good might nevertheless have emerged from conditions such as these is simply proof of the unconquerability of the human spirit. If I persist in tormenting myself by writing in this accursed tongue, it is only because it has somehow, inexplicably, become a lingua franca for all humanity. Every would-be man of letters must endeavor, this is my firm belief, in making his voice heard to all of mankind. If this means that I must sully myself with the Saxon tongue, then so be it. I just hope that someday people will acknowledge my sacrifice and shed a tear for a man of so young an age lost irredeemably in the claws of English.